I'm Rona Tarrant. A former Catholic Archbishop in Australia has had his conviction for concealing child abuse quashed. A judge in New South Wales said there were reasonable doubts about Philip Wilson's conviction. Wilson had become the world's most senior Catholic cleric to be convicted of covering up sexual abuse when his trial ended in May. He had consistently denied knowing that paedophile priest James Patrick Fletcher had abused boys in the 1970s. Fuel tax rises, which sparked weeks of violent protests in France, have now been dropped from next year's budget. The move was announced by the country's prime minister, who a day earlier had only promised to postpone them for 6 months. The Gilets Jaunes protests have hit major cities over the past three weekends, with further demonstrations planned for this weekend. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has said his country's Catholic bishops are useless and should be killed because all they do is criticize. It's the latest attack by the leader on the church, which has opposed his deadly war on drugs. In a later speech awarding the country's top overseas Filipino workers, Duterte said the Catholic Church was the most hypocritical institution and that the majority of priests are gay. The Philippines has more than 100 million people, an estimated 90% of whom identify as Catholic. UN-sponsored peace talks aimed at ending nearly 4 years of civil war in Yemen are taking place in Sweden today. A UN team will work alongside delegations from the Yemeni government and the Houthi rebels to enable informal talks due to last a week. The war has caused the world's worst humanitarian crisis in recent times. Thousands of people have died in fighting and millions have been pushed to the brink of starvation. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.